How many of you have houses with some type of home exercise equipment in them? Of course, the next question is, yeah, I saw a lot of hands. The next question is, now this is when it gets difficult. The next question is, how many of us have used this equipment in the last week or the last month or the last year? Oh, that's good. There's a few hands I still went up. That's a good thing. The percentage of these things, though, I think, that are just sitting in homes gathering dust must be very high. We get these things or are given these things, and we have good intentions. We have great hopes. We have plans. We get excited. But often we don't keep it up. Actually, I meant to do some thing. I forgot. Because oftentimes what happens is they look more like this. Don't pay a little hint, don't pay any attention to any of what the type of garb I'm putting on these. But they just happen to be clothes I picked up. Don't pay any attention to them. But isn't it the case that in our lives we have exercise equipment that kind of are used for other purposes? We almost hide them to try to hide the intentions for which they were purchased or given to us, to hide their use. And it's the same way with our faith. It's the same way with our faith. We too often have faith that's gathering dust, unused, not kept up, covered up, hidden from its true intention. Jesus hated to think about this. In our gospel passage from Matthew this morning, Jesus is saying, salt isn't worth very much if it has lost its taste, and asks his followers and asks us today to think about what faith is worth if it's not useful. Is your faith full of use? This was obviously Isaiah's concern, as we heard Harriet read earlier from the 58th chapter of Isaiah. He was worried that people, his people, were going through the motions. They were buying into equipment or the process, in this case of fasting, but not being sincere in doing what faith called them to do. Working against injustice, oppression, hunger, homelessness, hopelessness. He wondered about his people and would probably wonder today, are we putting our faith to work or is it too hidden? God wants to know. But let's get back to salt. What does salt do? Salt, just a taste can, just a pinch can affect taste. It preserves, it melts, it penetrates and transforms things. And doesn't light do the same thing, right? It penetrates the darkness. It changes what people see. It transforms our perspective. Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. Not you may be, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Followers of Christ are supposed to be people, we are supposed to be people who change things, who penetrate and transform their surroundings. We hear this and we go, oh no. We say, my faith is personal. My faith is individual. And Jesus says, it's time to dust it off. Jesus says, it's time to put it to use. It's like someone once said, if you got it, flaunt it. I'm not sure they were talking about faith in that perspective, but that's what Jesus would say today. You got faith, flaunt it. The world needs to have faith that people see. How important it is, especially at this time in history, to show people how putting our faith in action can be used to bring transformation in our own lives, from hopelessness to hopefulness, in the lives of the people around us, in the lives of our country, in the lives of, in the life of our world. You know, many people I know are fearful of sharing their faith, talking about their faith. People, because we fear we're going to come on too strong. We don't want to be like lights that glare into people's faces so strongly that they turn away. We don't want to be like salt dumped into a recipe that ruins everything, that needs to have more sensitivity to balance or proportion. And so instead, we cover it up completely. Sometimes you think, who am I? What right do I have to share my faith? I'm far from perfect. In case you wondered, you are far from perfect. Isn't that exactly what someone needs to hear? That they, far from perfect themselves, can have a relationship with God. That they can have that sense of hope and that light that shines within them, because you have hope and you have light and you are far from perfect, and they know it. We are called to uncover that faith. Jesus asks us to trust God enough in the way that God trusts us to carry Jesus' work and Jesus' words forward from this place. And we cannot fail, we cannot falter. We live at a time filled with potential, filled with a need to have people who uncover that loving, grace-filled, peace-filled spirit of a living God inside them and are not afraid in loving and kind ways to share it. Reed Howe, a guy who wrote a lot about church, wrote once that over every church entrance there should be a sign that people can read that says, God cares for you. But he also wrote that over every church exit there should be another sign that says, now go care for someone else. What we do after we leave this place matters. It matters probably more than what we do in this place. What we do in this place is take that step that allows us to get on the bike. What we do in this place is perhaps begin to uncover a little bit about that faith inside us that allows us to have the strength that when we go out into the world, that we can show who we are, that we can exercise our faith. When we can be the light of the world. Think of the people in your life who spoke to your yearning heart, who, because of their love and care for you, inspired you to believe in a God of love. Didn't they work out their faithfulness? Didn't they work out their goodness in your life? Didn't they light up your life, add zest to your being, transform your life for the better in a multitude of ways? God says you can do the same thing for someone else. Don't hide what you got. Let your light shine before others so that others might see your good works and give glory to God. Someone once said, you can never diminish the light of your own candle by lighting the candle of another. Let your light shine. Uncover your faith. Give it a good workout so that others can see the difference it makes in your life, so that others can feel the difference it might make in their life, and so that somehow, mysteriously, we imperfect people can bring transformation into our lives and into our world. One step, one bit of uncovering, working out your faith, changes the world. You are that light. You are salt of the earth. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for calling us together on this morning, for the gift of your loving presence in our lives. And we know, dear God, that we find ourselves at times individually, as a community, as a nation, as a world, in times of challenge and controversy. Sometimes there's a temptation to hide out, to turn inward, to look away. But dear God, allow us in those moments to sense your call for us. For us, even for us. To put our faith to work. To share our love. To raise our voices for peace and justice. To share the goodness of your grace and mercy and love with others. We ask, dear God, if anyone comes this morning with a special weight in their heart, with a burden in their lives, allow them to feel, dear God, surrounded by your love and surrounded by the love of this community. Allow them to see the possibility of transformation. Allow them to know that you will be with them today and that tomorrow is a tomorrow you hold in your hands. Thank you for the blessing of the ministry of this church and for those who share within it, for the opportunity in that mysterious way that you bring people together individually and enable miraculously ministry to happen. Guide us as we go into our weeks, as we go into our lives, seeing the possibility of hope, believing in the truth of your love, and seeing a vision for tomorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now we join together on page 2136 of the Faith We Sing hymnal. 2126, All Who Hunger. Let us stand and sing together.